You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. Let's start today with the ongoing conversation about just what exactly it means to work in this country. By some estimates, more than 50 million Americans are now technically self-employed, most of them in what's being called the gig economy. So a coalition of gig economy executives, labor leaders, and think tankers published a letter today calling for a conversation about how to make sure on-demand companies can succeed without jeopardizing the economic stability of all those workers. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
The letter was signed by leaders of several key companies in the gig economy, like Etsy, Lyft, and Handy.
We're giving cleaners, handymen, plumbers the ability to work in an incredibly flexible way.
Oisin Hanrahan is Handy's co-founder and CEO. He says over 10,000 people earn money through Handy. 80% of them are putting in fewer than 20 hours a week, taking gigs when they want.
What we want to do is figure out how we can continue to preserve that flexibility while allowing these folks to gain access to additional benefits.
Benefits like sick time, unemployment insurance, Social Security, the stuff you get with a real job. On-demand companies depend on worker flexibility for their business models, but workers want some stability. Handy and other companies have been hit with lawsuits from workers who say they put in so many hours, they're practically employees and should get benefits.
And it seems that the best way to solve these problems is really to find solutions and not fight them out in court.
That's coalition member Andy Stern. He's the president emeritus of the Service Employees International Union. He says some high-level contingent workers earn decent livings, but more and more struggle. He says a new model for handling those workers is needed.
My hope is, as we saw with building trades unions who work for many employers over short periods of time, that we can find a way to allow people to get benefits, build wealth, without slowing down innovation.
Stern says the coalition will continue to meet to try to make those ideas more concrete. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.